Oh, we have an interview this morning that's going to be fun. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Here in northern Minnesota, we are fortunate to have all sorts of arts organizations working to increase arts access in our rural communities. One of those is the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd. We have Lisa Jordan on the line to talk about it. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about the Crossing Arts Alliance?
I'd love to. Well, the Crossing Arts Alliance is a 400-member nonprofit arts org located currently in the Franklin Arts Center in Brainerd. And we act as a gateway to the arts in the Central Lakes area.
So what does that mean, a gateway? That's an interesting way to say it.
It is kind of an interesting way. It's kind of a play on Brainerd being a gateway to the lakes. And so we view ourselves as a group that not only puts on arts activities, but also helps connect others to more resources in our area.
So can you tell us about some of those activities that happen at Crossing Arts Alliance?
Absolutely. We have an amazing monthly kids art class. Every month we do great kids art classes. We also have arts exhibits in our gallery. Here we have a lovely gift shop where we sell the work of our member artists. So if you're ever looking for a one-of-a-kind piece and you want to buy local, it's definitely a must-stop. We also host a meet-and-greet monthly with a featured artist from our community. We do workshops, different fun events, and more. This fall, we're actually putting on our first music camp for kids called the Mark Munson Memorial School of Rock, which will teach kids how to act as rock bands, complete with a final rock concert, which will be a lot of fun. Kind of informally around here, what we say we do is we share the wow, because we hear a lot of wow when people find out what we do or they come to our events.
That's really great. I'm wondering, when you say that, how does that affect the artist community in general then? What impact does that have for artists in the area?
Well, I think in speaking as an artist myself, I think we make a really good impact on our artists and our community. You know, there's that saying that art helps people become more like themselves rather than everyone else, and I really see that as true for us. And I think by offering such a wide variety of arts and encouraging other arts orgs to grow and offering different ways of experiencing the arts, not just as an artist but as an arts appreciator, we're helping kind of connect people with skills and ideas that help define them. And you never know what's going to light somebody up. And when you see the faces of the kids at our classes, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You just know. You see it happen. You know the activity has made an impact, and that can be a really powerful thing.
Lisa, you do Second Saturday events. What's coming up on July 8th?
Oh, July 8th, we have a great Second Saturday. So for our kids' art class, we will be making solar prints or cyanotypes. And that's kind of a simple photographic blueprint. We'll use leaves and other objects to make a design on this special paper. They'll expose it to the sun, and then we'll develop it in water with lemon juice. And they'll see that paper change color and reveal these great marks that are left behind. It's a lot of fun. Our monthly kids class is, we ask for a donation, but we never turn anyone away due to needs. So that's for a $3 per child or $5 per family donation. And that class is actually generously sponsored by the Pelican Lakes Conservation Club. And also, we have two featured artists this Saturday who will be here for a meet and greet. We have Evelyn Matthews, who's been a pillar in the Brainerd Arts community, and she'll be here with a selection of her paintings. And Frank Weber, who's relatively new with us, is an author who just wrote a book called Murder Book. And they'll both be here from 10 to noon, so people can come out and meet them. And in our gallery, we will have a new exhibit called Conversations with Cloth 2, which is just filled with gorgeous fiber arts from areas artists. So that'll be a great show to see, and that is sponsored by Cherrywood Fabrics.
Wow, I'm going to say the wow. That sounds like a lot going on.
It is the wow.
And that's in your current location?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're talking with Lisa Jordan from the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd. And Lisa, you're moving from the Franklin Arts Center to a new location. How did that come about?
Well, we've been a tenant and a proud tenant of the Franklin Arts Center since its beginning. And in fact, several of the Crossings founders were instrumental in the formation of the Franklin Arts Center. So the decision to move was not taken lightly. But our mission has kind of shifted over the years, and we find ourselves in need of a different kind of space. an opportunity opened up downtown Brainerd in the new space at 711 Laurel will kind of allow us to expand our education opportunities and serve more people, create more partnerships, and we're excited with working excited about working with our new neighbors and expanding the reach of the arts from that heart of the historic downtown.
So what's that neighborhood like where you'll be moving?
It is Laurel Street, so it really is the historic downtown. There's great architecture there. There's a wonderful coffee shop down the street, a restaurant going in, a chocolate shop. We'll have some neighbors that will be are also in the arts, so it'll be a really wonderful place, and we're just excited about being part of that, I don't want to say renovation, but almost, of downtown where it's revitalized.
This sounds like a big project that's going to take a lot of work and a lot of money. How are you raising dollars, and where is the project in its, you know, where in how it's playing out?
Well, we intend to move in, open our doors there in the beginning of September, so we have a few months to prepare. But we know we'll have a number of one-time expenses, like putting in gallery lighting, moving the piano, painting the walls. And for those things, we are seeking sponsors. So if anyone wants their name on the gallery lighting, we'd love to be able to do that. We also offer other sponsorship opportunities for our kids' classes and our exhibits. You know, we would love if our interested community members would become members. And those memberships start at just $25 a year and help support not just the move, but all of the great things that we do. You know, artists can get involved with us if there are artists or craftspeople out there who want to teach classes or hold a trunk show or a pop-up exhibit. They can always contact me. Those who are interested, please come to our events and take in the wonderful work of these area artists. There's just so much going on.
It sounds like there are many ways for people to get involved in this project. And so September is your date, and then you're going to have a big move.
We are, and then we will announce a very big opening so everyone can come and check out the new space.
Well, Lisa, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That is Lisa Jordan from the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd. To find out more about the progress of their move and all the workshops, exhibits, and events going on at the Alliance, you can go to crossingarts.org. And Area Voices is made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.